It's 7:30 on the Voice of Fairfield and Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. Greenwich Director of Planning and Zoning, Pat LaRoe, joins me now as P&Z met last night. Good morning, Pat. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
All right. How'd things go?
Good. We had a very long meeting last night, but got a lot of stuff done. First on our agenda was the vote for the addition at Old Greenwich School. Happy to announce that that was approved. And so the site plan was granted for the addition, and they can start, their next phase. Next item on the agenda was Zhongzhong Tang. This is a project at 31 Prospect Street, which requires commission approval to park in the front yard, which is, park in the front yard for two-family residences is something that needs to be approved by the commission. This has been before the commission twice now as a site plan. Unfortunately, the commission did not find a way to accept the parking layout in the front yard as proposed, and there were two votes, one to approve and one to deny the application. Both of them failed to carry, which just means that they didn't get the four votes necessary to make an affirmative decision one way or the other. So it is a default denial, and that application was ended last night. Next was the Kent Trustees Overlook Preservation Corporation at 208 Overlook. There is some work in the open space that was approved in the subdivision about 3 years ago. Applicant is looking to change or reconfigure some of the plantings and some of the area around the open space. Those things by the decision of the commission, and also the open space restrictions require commission approval to do it. Came in, need a little more information on what the scope is. There seems to be some confusion with what's in the open space versus what's being proposed, and applicant's going to clarify that and come back at a later meeting. The next two items we had was the municipal improvement and preliminary site plan and special permit for the Dorothy Hamill Rink replacement at Eugene Morlot Memorial Park. This is the first time the commission has actually seen a site plan. I know there's been a lot of discussion about the rink for years, but this is the commission's first actual application regarding the replacement. First and foremost, the concern, I think, on the commission's part is, are we losing park area for Byram by the expansion of the rink building? That's not just impervious surface, but also area to actually recreate and green space. You know, it's very important. Every stitch of grass is important when it comes to the parks, and the commission wants to make sure that this is right-sized. They're not quite sure why the flip has to happen. It seems that the building being prefabbed can go up pretty quickly, and, yes, there may be a season lost of hockey or ice skating, but could that be is that necessary to do possible other damage to the park and just replace it in place? Questions about the size of the facility, all the spaces in the building, community rooms, and the number of locker rooms, number of bathrooms, number of seats, all those things. Commission wants to know how the committee got to the size and scope of the project as presented to them. Traffic is a concern. The parking lot actually will lose spaces when it's restriped. There has been some traffic studies, but it seems to indicate that the number proposed may be less than what's available in the parking lot once the project was built. Bus loading and unloading and all the events that happened related to, you know, high school sports and everything like that. There's just a lot of questions that, and as a preliminary, you know, may not have all of them were prepared, ready to go, but the Public Works Department is ready to answer, and we'll come back at a later date with responses and answers to questions. So that was left open. Don't know what meeting it'll be back, but obviously won't be until September, which is our next scheduled meeting. Next was YWCA at 259 East Putnam Avenue. This had been on the commission's agenda probably two meetings prior. Was waiting for responses and comments from the Department of Public Works Engineering Division. Those came in. The commission and the Department of Public Works were satisfied with the work proposed, and the commission approved the addition to the project last night. Next two applications are related to 21 Glenville Street. That is the former Stop and Shop Plaza in Glenville. A new tenant, DeChico's, is going in to take that over. They have some remodeling plans for not only the parking lot, but the building itself. The land surrounding the building, if anyone remembers from last summer, is zoned residential and therefore can't be used for commercial parking. The commission allowed a modest expansion then, but now that there's a true tenant and a true layout, they found out that the space that they need to fit the parking lot in and all the deliveries and all the other stuff that goes along with a supermarket and a retail component needs to be a little bit larger. So the first part of the application was to expand the zone, the commercial zone, a little bit. I think it's about 9,000 square feet, and increase that commercial area so that they could possibly use it for parking. The second application is the actual site plan. They're looking to expand the building slightly, about 7,000 square feet. Most of that is going to be for the refrigeration and storage of obviously produce and groceries, but also some exterior modifications. There's if anyone's been to Chico's in Putnam or Westchester County, they know there's a sort of a signature clock tower to it. They're proposing a similar one here. There'd be a rear entrance. The loading dock would be enclosed. So all those things add up and create a little bit of a larger footprint. But again, you know, the commission was just a little more interested in how the inside is going to work on the outside. Common thorn in the commission side is the CVS's in town put a lot of windows in their buildings, but then filled them up with merchandise or sale signs or whatever, and the commission's always very cognizant of that with those type of businesses that, you know, we don't want to have windows that are just the back of refrigerator units or store shelves or whatever. We'd really like to have windows that work. So applicant's going to get back. They're going to go to ARC and get all the comments they need regarding the exterior modifications and all that, and hopefully we'll be back at a later date. So left open on those items. Next, Mason Street Partners, which is 403 Greenwich Avenue, actually, 290, 294 Mason Street, and 275 to 321 Mason Street. This is a affordable housing project, 92 residential units with commercial space on the first floor. 30% of the units would be below market rate. Three of those below market rates would be for sale units in perpetuity. This has been before the commission several meetings. There is a number of issues, traffic being one, drainage having some issues with some of the larger storms. There seems to be a possible increase, and given that this is at the end of the downtown watershed, that needs to be treated in a particular way. The height of the building, the location of street infrastructure, so where are the wires going, where is the trees going, where are the sidewalks going, and also the environmental cleanup. This site has been used by, you know, either quasi-industrial or automotive, either it's gas station or automotive sale and repair. And so those things, over time, obviously there's a likelihood of contamination, which they found, and that needs to be remediated. So the commission had a number of concerns about how the project's going to be remediated. It's not if, it's when and how, because that's a requirement by the state to fix those things. This whole prospect of a six-story affordable housing project in the downtown. So the applicant put together sort of a deluge of information at the last minute to answer some questions that were lingering. The commission is going to take that under consideration. They closed the application and will be voted on at a later meeting, most likely the meeting in September. And last but not least is our discussion item for 240 Greenwich Avenue. This project has also been subject to a number of multifamily proposals. The current one, the applicant is seeking to use our local regulations to develop the property. If everyone is familiar, it's the Bank of America building on the corner of West Elm and Greenwich Ave. The lot goes all the way back to Benedict, where the drive-through banks are. That parking lot area is part of the bank property, but it happens to be in a different zone, which complicates some of the development. The standards are not always the same between zones. Applicant is looking to make the whole lot into the same zone that is on Greenwich Avenue, which is the central business Greenwich retail retail zone. And with that, provide a historic overlay, which is a deed restriction, which would protect the existing building in perpetuity, which is also a nominated structure on the National Historic Register. It's the first time the commission's seen this proposal. The applicant was just trying to express how their design is hopefully going to be able to allow them to put some residential units in the existing building and also build 12 more on the site. Typical thing, how's the parking going to work? What's the traffic impacts? What is the preservation of the building going to look like, especially given that they're looking to put more units in the building itself? And the intent of the HO regulation were discussed a little bit last night. But again, it's a pre-application, so very preliminary. And stay tuned for the application to come in later, probably this year.
All right, Pat. Well, lots of meat on the bone, huh?
I mean, it was a very long meeting last night. Yep.
I mean, and high profile. Old Greenwich School, Chicho's, the Dorothy Hamill Rink, YW, etc. A lot of high profile items on the agenda. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you take the rest of the month off. When's the next meeting?
We do. So the next meeting is on the 4th. We will jump right into it, which I believe is a Wednesday, if I'm remembering correctly. September 4th will be our next meeting. We've got a four-week break, and then we'll start the last quarter of the year with our regular P&Z agendas.
All right. Anything coming up there? Is Greenwich American coming up again?
Yeah, Greenwich American will likely be in September. We'll also be talking about Neighbor to Neighbor is looking to change some of the conditions of their operation approvals at their facility next to Christ Church. 9 Glenville Street, another housing project just around the corner from the other project I talked about in Glenville, will be back again. There's also, as we talked about last week or 2 weeks ago, the scenic road application for Palmer Hill is in the office and pending, and we'll likely hear that also that time.
All right. Well, Pat, enjoy the rest of your summer. Well-deserved time off after last night's meeting.
Thank you, Tony. I'll miss you in a couple weeks, but thank you.
You got it. Take care.
Bye.
That's Director of Planning and Zoning for the Town of Greenwich, Pat LaRue.